working in a bridal shop in Flushing, Queens, till her boyfriend kicked her out in one of those crushing scenes. What was she to do? Where was she to go? She was out on her fanny. So over the bridge from Flushing to the Sheffield's door, she was there to sell makeup, but the father saw more. She had style, she had flair, she was there. That's how she became the nanny. Who would have guessed that the girl we described was just exactly what the doctor prescribed? Now the father finds her beguiling.
Watch out, Cece.
And the kids are actually smiling.
Such what a thing.
She's the lady in red when everybody else is wearing tan. The flashy girl from Flushing.
Here we go with episode number 13, lucky number 13.
Ooh, lucky number 13, coming Friday the 13th this week.
That's right. Well,
end of the quarter.
Right, yeah, that's we're recording just before the 13th, and it'll be coming out on St. Patrick's Day.
Ooh.
So top of the morning to you.
Big holiday for my people.
Yeah, you love St. Patrick's Day. You're wearing a green tie today in celebration.
I didn't even know that, but yes.
Did you not dress yourself?
Episode 13 of the
1209 Nazareth Podcast.
Why do we call it 1209?
Why do we call it 1209? Because we're coming to you live from...
It's not really live.
Beautiful. And you know what? Getting warmer.
Ooh, yeah.
1209 West Ogden.
It's supposed to be 60 today.
It's about halfway between Mannheim and Morgan.
Feels nice in here. It's nice and cozy in here.
You know, I've been... well, first of all, take a look at the new desk chair.
Where'd you get that from?
I got it at Office Depot.
Where's the old desk chair?
Couldn't tell you.
What?
No idea.
What'd you do with it?
I don't know. Zigo came up here and built the new chair, and then the other one disappeared.
I want a new desk chair.
Oh, it's great. It's great.
I don't get to sit very much.
It's the big and tall model.
Of course.
For a big and tall model.
Why isn't it, why isn't it reclined? You gotta pull the lever. There you go. That's the good part. Get those feet up there.
Yeah, that's right.
Keep Mr. Moran, what do you think about that?
Mr. Moran, keep your feet above your heart. Feet above your heart.
Why?
Isn't that something good for health?
That's for, like, if you have a swollen ankle. You spray it.
Okay.
No, I'm no doctor, though.
Yeah. We got a big episode this week.
I just play one on TV.
Big episode this week. That's right. Weren't you McDreamy?
Yes. No, McSteamy.
McSteamy. I see. We got a big episode this week. We're talking about baseball, because baseball's
baseball.
We got two of our wonderful baseball players coming around, and then we've got the finals.
Wait, hang on. Baseball. Okay. I hear big things out of baseball this year.
I'm hearing lots of talk.
I'm hearing chatter. And I don't necessarily want to say what the chatter is, but I'm hearing big things
I'm going to say it. I have no problem saying it. I hear that they're very, very good.
Right.
And that there is a hope.
Right.
A hope.
This is what I'm hearing.
That there could be more jewelry coming.
This is what I'm hearing. That's the chatter that I'm hearing, which excites me, because I got to tell you what. One of the reasons I like going to baseball is sunflower seeds. I like chewing sunflower seeds, spitting them out, watching the game. The high school pace of the game is so much faster and exciting.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of offense. It's a good time.
Well, I have a meeting today with the broadcast team because we're talking about our schedule for the season. We're going to do a lot of baseball games.
Nice.
And I'm taking the mic for baseball.
Wow, look at you.
Me and Vin Scully. And Sidney Stancic.
Your new nickname, Vin Scully.
Well, he announces alone.
I know, but he's still like the broadcaster.
Yeah, yeah. Vin Scully is an impressive.
Can you give us a little Vin Scully? You got anything ready? Maybe a Harry Carey.
Harry Carey. Let's see Vin Scully. See if I can pull out one. Well, if you come down to the stadium, why don't you pick up a Dodger dog?
It's pretty good.
It's not bad.
What about Harry? You got any Harry?
I got to get a little louder for Harry.
Okay.
I don't know if it's the time or place.
Right.
Yeah, I do remember growing up. He tried to pronounce Mark Redzolanik's name backwards,
nice.
And it was a disaster.
He loved doing that.
He loved backwards names.
Sosa backwards was Asos.
Wait a second.
I don't know what
Wait
that
a
means,
second.
But he's one heck of a ball player.
Here it comes. You remember the old pitcher Dave Otto?
Yes.
Otto backwards was Otto.
It didn't mind.
And when Harry Carey discovered that Otto backwards was Otto, he just flipped out.
Yeah, of course he did.
The poor guy. That's probably what did him in.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
That and all the Budweiser.
We've lost a lot of baseball legends. That also did not help. That might be a delete. Well, it's a valid point, though.
It is.
I don't know what I was going to say. It doesn't matter what I was going to say. So we've got baseball players, and then we've got the finals of the big tournament featuring Mrs. Hawkins and Miss Pagliacca.
I'm kind of nervous. Both of those two ladies are a little fired up about this matchup.
There's actually been some trash talking. There's been some trash talking going on, and Yeah, should be good.
Yeah, I'm excited.
So upcoming events, you know, we talked last week. We've got the end of the third quarter.
I'm going to interrupt. How about our past event, registration? What a big night.
Congratulations to all of the members of the class of 2019. I'll tell you what, I was there that night.
Big night.
Had a great time.
Yeah.
It was standing room only.
That's what I've heard.
The bleachers were full. We pulled down the bleachers under the basketball hoop. They were full. There were people standing lined up across the wall. There were people everywhere.
That's awesome.
So welcome to the Academy. We're happy to have you.
We got a class big of 2019. Super excited.
Lots of nice kids.
Yeah.
I got to shake a lot of hands.
Meet a lot of babies?
No, there were no babies present, but I met a lot of people. They all seemed like great people. So we're happy to have you here at the Academy. Not that you're listening, because really nobody is, but just in case.
Well, there's three.
Mr. Kelly, Mr. Boyle,
and Mrs. Bridget.
Mrs. Claxton.
So now we're up to four.
Yeah, we appreciate you guys listening. Yeah, judging by last week's numbers, though, it might be good if you guys like spread the word that this is still a thing.
Yeah, we still do this, believe it or not.
Yeah, I mean, amazingly enough. Friday is the end of the third quarter. That'll be over by the time you hear this. Ooh, this is what I wanted to talk about. Last Saturday. Now, I've been talking this up for a long, long time. And last Saturday was Fish Prom.
And
it lived up to every single expectation possible.
I heard we had to turn student volunteers away, basically.
We had so many great NAS kids and so many happy guests.
Awesome.
It was so much fun, and you know, Noah Young did an amazing job DJing.
Nice.
Really great night, so congratulations to Campus Ministry and Mr. Gonzalez for putting that on. That was really well done.
So much good stuff going around right now.
Spring sports start up this week.
And I think they're getting outside this week.
They are. It's tropical out there.
Yeah.
I believe that's what Mrs. Tracy said on the announcements
this
morning.
Tropical
weather. Snowball next weekend, that's what we talked about. And I want to advertise this because I think it's really cool. Next Saturday the 21st, I won't be here because I'll be on Snowball, but next Saturday the 21st, we have a softball triangular taking place.
Explain.
There are three softball teams.
All at the same time?
All at the same time. And can I be totally honest with you?
Yeah.
I don't know how it works.
Okay.
But I'm fascinated.
So they rotate innings?
Well, there's three games, so I assume it's like a round-robin thing.
Okay.
Right?
That makes way more sense.
Right.
You made it sound like all three teams were just...
Well, they call it a triangular.
Okay.
So I don't
know. Three.
Yeah, but I don't know.
It's like a tournament.
It's like a tournament, I would think.
Yeah.
So that's fun. 10, 12, and 2 on the 21st.
Like
that looks like a lot of fun.
So who are the teams? Us, obviously.
Yes, we are one of them.
Do we know the other two?
Nope.
Okay, dynamite dropping.
Yeah, but I think it's really
is it?
10, 12, and 2.
And what day, Saturday?
Saturday the 21st.
So that's next week.
Not when you're listening to this.
Correct.
But currently next week.
Yeah. I hope the weather's nice. Maybe I'll come out. That sounds like a good afternoon.
Well, it's triangular.
It's mathematical.
Mm-hmm.
So you know I'll like it.
And you're so acute.
Oh, thank you.
So we have, you know, first, I appreciate it. First week of April, we got Stations of the Cross on Wednesday, of course.
I love Stations.
Stations of the
it's
Cross.
It's one of my favorites.
Very, very, very respected.
Very here. Moving.
Very nicely done.
I like it.
Always well done. And that's spring break.
That's crazy. Where's the year gone?
Could be anywhere.
It's not here, though, I'll tell you that much.
No.
It is come and gone.
It's gone. It's over. It's gone. It's been great. And, we start the fourth quarter next Monday, and I know that the seniors are excited because privileges will kick in.
Monday, big day, gym shoes.
Gym shoes for everybody.
Yeah. Well, not us.
Just seniors.
So not everybody.
Not everybody. Yeah. But, you know, moving forward, you know, the only other things I would say, you know, later in April, the 19th, of course, the NAS 5K.
I'm still training. I'm going to try to do it.
Yeah, how's the training going?
It's going. I got up to I'm doing about 3 miles, and then I went to Florida for a weekend, and now I can only do about 2 to 2.5 miles, so I got to get back after it, so.
I changed a little routine at the
gym.
No, I'm hosting the 5K. But here's what I've decided about the treadmill.
You hate it? It's your only?
No, I love the treadmill.
I
despise the Stairmaster.
Who does a Stairmaster? You and Suzanne Summers, you're going to pull out your Thighmaster next too? Come on.
she was great on Step by Step.
And Three's Company,
yeah. Come and knock on our door.
We'll be waiting for you.
Where the kisses are hers and hers and his.
Wow.
Okay.
We are so off topic today, it's not even funny.
What were we talking about?
5K, NAS 5K.
Oh, the treadmill, yeah.
Treadmill, your routine.
My decision is that...
Hit the gym.
It's all about...
Because the people at home really want to know this.
Listen, you want to look like this. This is what you got to follow.
Yes, exactly.
Thank God you can't see me. I think it's all about the incline. I think you got to turn the incline.
Oh, totally. It pulls your heart rate up.
Man.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Recently, within the last week or so, I've really been pushing the incline up and up and up.
Yeah.
And I'm disgusting at the end of this workout.
That's good, though.
People don't want to talk to me.
It increases your heart rate, so it's going to increase your cardio workout as opposed to a fat burn, yeah. Which we all want to lose weight, but healthier in the long term is probably better off.
Correct.
So if you increase your cardio activity.
So that we can continue doing this for many, many years.
Yeah,
for both of you.
Can we go back for one more thing? Mm-hmm. I think we need to mention thanking all the parents and everybody for their flexibility the other week when we had an emergency closure.
Yeah, with the water. Yeah. Very, very nicely done, I think, by the administration to get everybody out of here safely, and also for the parents for their cooperation. Yeah, thank you very much for that. That's a great point. I hadn't thought about that. It's been quite the year.
It's been crazy.
It's been quite the year. We've sickness and cold and water and, you know, but everybody's been very flexible and very good about it. So
yeah.
We thank you for that. And then the last thing I want to announce here or at least advertise here, 23rd, 24th, 25th, 26th.
That's a long time.
Mary Poppins.
Ooh.
Mary Poppins.
April.
Let's
mention it. This is April.
April 23rd, 24th, 25th, 26th, Mary Poppins.
When did tickets go on sale?
I think in April.
Soon.
I think right after spring break, I think. I could be wrong about that.
It's right around there.
Yeah. But it's going to be great. We have Camille Theriault and Jesse Bonaguro.
And we're making history, aren't we?
Playing Mary Poppins. And we're making history because, you know, spoiler alert, Mary Poppins flies. And here at the Academy, Mary Poppins flies.
You know
She's
it.
She's going to be flying.
Go big or go home.
Yeah. So it's going to be a great show, I know that. So put that on your calendar. Thursday night, the 23rd, is Hall of Fame night.
Nice.
Where they do the induction before the show. I don't think I've been nominated.
How do you go about that? Can I nominate you?
You could nominate me, sure.
Do I have to have been an alum to nominate you?
No, I think anybody can nominate anybody.
And who do I go through?
I think there's a thing on the website.
I'm going to try to nominate you.
Well, that's...
I mean, you've been past, present, and future Hall of Famer. Let's be honest.
Well, that's very nice
of you. You remember Fiddler?
I do remember.
You reprise, like, look at you.
I'm gonna
nominate you.
I'd be more than happy.
Because let's be honest, Athletic Hall of Fame, probably not in the cards.
Not unless I get for announcing games for like 40 straight years.
True.
Yeah. Otherwise, not
or
gonna
like
happen.
Or like intramurals or gym class, like.
Well, here's my gym class story, and then we'll take in the interview.
Are you sure? Do we have time?
Yeah, I mean, there's no limit. It's our podcast. We
nice.
Do anything we want.
That's going to upset a lot of people.
Well, people aren't listening anyway. So, here's my gym class story. My sophomore year, we had a pickleball tournament.
A pickleball. Now, you guys just played pickleball before the faculty retreat day.
God, it was fun.
I missed it.
I love a good game of pickleball.
I want to play.
So we played pickleball, and Mr. Danko seeded us.
What was your seed?
2.
Wow.
I was 2. And
out of?
16 boys, I think.
Look at you.
And
I was
upset by the 15 seed in the first round.
The
now,
15
here's the thing.
Too. That doesn't happen very often.
No. So I went.
You
I
sure
went
you didn't
to,
seed him backwards?
Well.
You could have.
Anything could have happened. But we had to go past the end of the period because we kept going back and forth. And so I went upstairs, I changed, I came down, I said, Mr. Danko, I'm going to need a pass, I'm going to be late to English. He said, because I was upset in the tournament, he wasn't writing me a pass.
I like it. That's awesome.
And I respect that.
And so what happened?
I was late to class, and I was scolded.
Little Brendan Green. But I had to finish my pickleball match.
I mean, what else can I say?
I don't know. Well, I think on that note.
On that note, let's take you to Mr. Flock and Mr. Gibson to talk about what's supposed to be a very exciting baseball season. We are very excited about this interview, Mr. Drinan. You made a new friend today.
I did.
So we've got Shane Gibson, we've got Matt Flock, and you just the first time you ever met Shane.
I know. First time I know
first
his older
time.
Brother,
uh-huh.
But I've never knew there was a younger Gipper.
Do you guys want to
two younger Gippers?
Yeah, it was Taylor as well, yes.
Wow.
She's the best athlete of the three.
Wow.
Quite the basketball
wow.
player.
Call out.
So first of all, Big shout out to Mrs. Flock. I know you're very proud of your baby boy.
She's my number one fan, but even a bigger fan of podcasts. Never miss an episode. Every day, every week, she's a...
Well, we're very happy to have you listening. We thank you and both of your friends for listening, because that's the total of our audience. Listeners. So now, maybe what we should do is we should do an icebreaker for you and Mr. Gibson.
This is going to be awkward.
This is going to be great.
Can we do a trust fall?
Trust fall would be good.
Two truths and a lie?
Oh, two truths and a lie. Yeah, we're going to do it. Okay, two truths and a lie. Okay, right, Shane, you can go first.
I got to think too.
So Coach Saraceno was promoted up to a varsity coach now. And he knows baseball, but what he knows better is restaurants. You ever talk to him about food?
Let me tell you a little story.
Oh, please speak up.
He knows Paul's number by heart.
531-9080.
That shows at Westchester.
531-9080. Yeah. Oh, the Westchester. 601-54 is the place to be.
654-4800. That's Baldinelli's. It's just as good.
Okay.
Like, you know your hometown pizza place.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you got to know Paul's
number. All right, I got mine.
I know Giordano's as well.
I got mine.
531-1122.
I got mine.
All right, Mr. Dryan, two truths and a lie. Now only Shane gets to guess.
Right, because Flock probably knows this.
Okay, here we go.
All right, first one, I have 5 brothers and sisters. Second one, my finger got chopped off in an elevator. Third one, I went to the University of Wisconsin.
I know this one.
I think I do know this one.
I know this one. All right, let's hear it, Shane.
Just from being around the school, aren't you a big Vanderbilt guy?
I am.
Wow, word gets around.
Wow, he got it. I got it.
Wow, representing Nashville.
Wow.
Okay. All right. Now, Shane, now it's your turn.
Wow.
And you can't say I have a brother and sister, because we have already established that.
Okay.
I mean, unless you want that to be a truth, but then it's really down to a truth and a lie.
My favorite sport is baseball.
Mm-hmm.
You got to do better than that. You're on the podcast for baseball.
I have a pet cat. And my favorite food is pizza.
Okay.
If you don't get this.
I think I'm going to go with pet cat.
You're right. I don't have a
no
cat.
No cat.
Who calls it a pet cat? Isn't it just a cat?
I think it's just a cat.
He's a dog, though.
As opposed to a wild cat.
And he used to tell me his dog was blind.
Yeah, I do have a dog.
Yeah, but he's not blind. You just were messing with
him. No, I was just messing with
him.
Well, thank God for the dog.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's good for the
dog. He's doing well.
Why would you tell people he was blind?
He just thought it was funny to mess with him.
Yeah, he thought he was blind.
Because you told me that.
Well, this is what the podcast
friendship,
is all about.
Friendship.
A lot of great pool basketball games in the Gibson backyard.
Yeah. All right, let me tell you something about pool basketball. Here we go.
Throw some bows.
No.
I just like to win.
No. The Saraceno pool, growing up, that's where the pool basketball games played. I would stand right under that basket. No one was getting past me. No one.
NBA, no babies allowed.
Could you even touch the rim?
Of course, it's pool basketball.
Well, yeah, but I've seen you jump.
Here's the issue. I like to wear my glasses because I didn't have contacts at the time.
No.
So there'd be a lot of glasses timeouts.
Would you go, wait, my glasses?
You were the kid in the one swing with the glasses.
My glasses would get knocked off and I would say, hold on, guys, wait a second. And then everybody would have to go under the water to look for my glasses. Because I couldn't see. I couldn't look for them. So everybody would have to go underwater
and find my
glasses.
Why don't you wear your glasses under like a scuba mask?
Well, hindsight's always 20/20. I suppose I could.
Unlike your eyesight.
Right.
Hey.
Not good.
Hey.
Not good.
I didn't know you and Mr. Saraceno were such good friends.
Oh, yeah. Since kindergarten.
Really?
Since kindergarten.
You guys went to middle school and high school together?
And college.
Oh, wow.
Clean sweep. So, this brings me to my point. This is why you're
really?
Here.
Really? You have one?
Yeah. Sort of.
Nice for a change.
We were talking earlier during the upcoming events segment. Some jewelry has already come to the way of Nazareth Academy.
Yeah.
So you got baseball on top, I got football underneath.
You don't have to pull your shirt up. It's inappropriate. So we have jewelry coming for football. And I'm hearing some very nice things about the baseball team. I'm hearing this is the year where you guys are going to be outstanding. Can you elaborate on that? Is that true?
What are the expectations for
the season? We work hard.
Yeah,
we always work hard.
See, we get those expectations because in the summer with the same squad we have now, we lost in the state championship to a team that we could have easily beat. So I think, I'm not saying like it was hard to get there, but like we definitely had like a capability to return.
So high expectations.
Get the win, yes.
Yes.
Because we've proven that we're capable of.
And we play in a pretty tough conference, right?
The toughest.
Okay.
Maybe.
Now, so what are some games like that we need to look out for and make sure we're here for?
For you, Mr. Dryden.
For me.
Sectionals. Probably the best team besides us in a sectional is Benet.
Oh, that's terrible.
Benet.
Nobody likes
them. Year in, year out, they got a consistently good team.
Okay. And so, JCA is usually
JCA. We don't like
a
JCA.
A powerhouse, right?
Do not.
Yeah, they are a powerhouse, yes, yeah. Indeed. Yeah.
But they got a little bit of an attitude and they play. We're not big fans.
Now, why don't you guys tell the folks at home what positions you play?
I play outfield, so
all three at once.
All three of them, as long doesn't matter whatever
mm-hmm.
position coach puts me at. So
yeah,
and I am a catcher.
Now I knew that, and that's why I asked the question because I have some follow up questions for the catcher. All
right.
First of all, the signs look kind of confusing. I don't think I could handle it. How does that work?
Well, when
you're putting numbers down there, all sorts of things are happening.
Well, I can give away too much information in case JCA is listening right now.
Nobody's listening. They don't have to worry about it. Just Mrs. Flock.
I mean, just every number has a different pitch.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not throwing down multiple signs. I'm just going to give them one sign.
Uh-huh.
And that one sign is that pitch that the pitcher throws.
But then you're going to give away the signs.
Unless it's Donald Kelly. Yeah.
He creates his own sign.
He throws his own pitches.
Mm-hmm. So you got to be on your game.
Well, that's got to be tough to catch. Do you ever paint your nails? Have you seen the guys that paint their nails? Like
highlighter or white out?
Yeah. We don't play at night, so.
So it still would look cool if you had like.
You look intense.
Yeah.
Do you go with under the eye black, or do you go with sunglasses?
As opposed to over the eye black?
You gotta go eye black.
Eye black?
Adds to the whole look.
Uh-huh.
You go Bryce Harper. And
now, do you do...
You got smeared.
Do you do stick on, or do you do the stick?
Oh, no, you gotta go stick. Stick on is football thing, but
the stickers?
Stick is,
I don't like the
stick is vintage baseball.
Yeah.
Now, we're breaking out the broadcast team is going to be at quite a few baseball games this year. We're very excited about it. Do you think we should also be wearing eye black?
You know...
I think they should.
Why not?
You don't want the sunlight to get in your view as you're calling the game. That could be detrimental to the broadcast. So.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
That is true.
That's a good point. Now, who are the standouts on the team? What is this? Who is carrying
besides
this load?
Besides these two.
But obviously.
We're classless. Everyone's important.
Wow.
Beautiful.
Wow. Teamwork.
Wow. You know what? Unity is a pillar.
It is. One of the seven.
It's
six.
One of the seven.
Six, seven. Seven.
You know, but... seriously, to that point, in the summer when we made that long run, like a lot of football players, like me, Carson, Kramer, Donald, like all guys who are like a big part of the team, like we were all gone for like some of the most important games, were like the quarterfinals and the semifinals, and like they still like without us, stepped up and helped us like get us the state championship. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, awesome. And depth is important, especially in baseball. There's so many double headers. You know, if you get yourself an injury, everybody's got to get out there and be able to do their job. So that's important.
I'm going to switch gears. What's your favorite bench snack? Gum? Seeds? Mm-hmm. What do you like?
We have a special creation on the baseball team, Kyle Kane. I don't know if you know him.
No.
Apparently Mr. Dryden doesn't know anybody.
I don't.
He made his own bench creation. You mix sunflower seeds, dill pickle, with sour Skittles in a bag. Shake it up, and there you go.
That sounds terrible.
It's really good.
Until you taste it, please.
Try it.
Yeah, hold on.
I gotta be honest. I've had dill pickle sunflower seeds, and I'm not a fan.
I like them. See, you can't go with just classic. That's boring.
I love the classic.
I like the classic a lot.
And I like going so much classic that it like basically makes your mouth raw because you're just eating so many.
We have a kid in our class who eats sunflower seeds during...
He does.
Mr. Dryden's pre-cut class.
He does.
In Little League... This may surprise you. I wasn't very good.
No, that doesn't surprise me.
Really?
And so I got my mandatory three innings, but that meant that I got three innings off. The amount of sunflower seeds I went through, you could tell where I was sitting on that bench. It was a mess.
Do you break them open or you just chew the whole thing?
Oh, I break them open and I spit them out. That's half the fun.
You go one by one.
Oh, just a huge... Just
and you
a
can
huge,
sort them
right
you
in the
can
cheek.
Sort them and
yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's a talent.
That's the way to go.
That is a talent.
Growing up, though, we had two different types of gum that were very popular on the Westchester Little League bench. Number one was Big League Chew.
Oh, yeah.
That was a huge hit. And number two... Oh, love Big
Ground
League
Ball
Chew.
Grape.
Number two...
So good.
The Gatorade gum.
I did not like the Gatorade
had
gum.
The Gatorade gum lost its flavor in 15 seconds.
If that.
Tops.
And it just became like chewing leather.
It was disgusting.
You know what punch gum is?
Yeah, it's the same thing.
It's the same thing.
Same thing. We were big Bubblicious, like watermelon Bubblicious or...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those were big.
How about Fergalicious?
Yeah, she's good too.
Yeah. I mean, now, you know I gave you guys some hitting tips the other day.
Yes,
you were not there.
You gave
but,
hitting tips?
But Shane and Carson and who else was there? Shane, Carson, Grant. It was a good crew. And I was showing you guys how you're going to win games. Here's something I'd like to just invite myself to. The U.S. Cellular game is always fun. It's always great. And I heard a rumor a couple years ago. Mr. Nacho, of course we get to broadcast game. Mr. Nacho got to take batting practice.
What?
Yes.
I want to take BP.
I would like to take BP as well.
That should have been like
I would
a
like to show you. I would like to show you the correct way to ground into a double play.
Don't you have an inside, your best friend, varsity coach now?
Yeah, well,
I
want to
show
what?
You.
And you know what? His status might be dropping. It might be dropping because he hasn't let me hit batting practice yet.
Will he be listening?
He doesn't know how to work an iPhone. No,
absolutely wow.
No. I told him, I said, John, we got a podcast. He said, I don't know what that is. And that was the end of the conversation. So that's how it went. That's how it went. That's
pretty
how it
self-explanatory.
Went. Yeah. Now, any other, obviously, you're a football player as well. And ladies basketball, too, no?
Well, no. I heard your play-by-play, trust me. I may be on the court, but I hear what you're saying.
Shane,
stick
you,
to baseball.
What else do you like to do besides baseball?
Well, I used to play basketball, but...
Yeah, you did, yeah.
Yes.
Number 23, I believe.
25, thanks for remembering.
Wow, call out. You are striking out left and right.
Baseball no,
reference.
Taylor's 23. Taylor's 23.
Taylor
is 23. Taylor's 23.
The better athlete.
She is the better athlete, supposedly, but... Yes, she is.
I've said many times what I want to do here, and I if there's anybody out there listening, I would like to point out what I'd like to do is have a tournament, a basketball tournament.
A families.
In which siblings play each other. You have one bracket full of siblings, you have another bracket full of siblings, and it's just a tournament. It's free for all.
Can we do it as like a decathlon and we have several different games?
I suppose we could.
I do like that. Then he gets an ultimate athlete, not just basketball.
Correct.
Sure. Right.
We could have like a baseball game.
Yeah, basketball,
or
we're not going wide
game,
enough.
Basketball.
We could have a home run derby in which the girls go to the softball field and the boys go to the baseball field.
Do you see, but you got hit from second base because if you hit from home plate, you only get like one or two out.
Yeah. Not if you're hitting like me.
Into double plays, that's what you said.
That's what I do.
The long ball.
That's what I do. I've
been
working on my.
Flag football?
Flag football would be great.
We could do like 7-on-7. I say we do this.
7-on-7, they have a name for that in football. What's
you
that called? Core something?
Core 6?
Core 6, yeah.
Core 6, yeah. This could get heated, though. You could
that's what I'm
families.
Hoping for.
Tear apart families.
I'm not looking to tear apart families. I'm looking for heated, though.
Well, you know what? Sometimes you got to knock people down to build them back
some
up.
Spirited competition.
I'm working on my home run call for the season.
Or can we get, yeah, can
you
we get a taste?
Like a hey, or back.
Can we get a taste? Just give us a peek. Give us a couple. What are you working on? Give us a
so when I used to go to Cubs games, I used to go to about 25 Cubs games during the year when I was in college because there was this guy on eBay who would sell great tickets for like $15 a game. So it was nonstop. And when the Cubs would hit a home run, I would usually be screaming and yelling, and I would try to come up with a good home run call. All
right. So
this was during the high times of American Idol.
What?
When Paula Abdul was on American Idol.
Going,
yeah, I don't like this
direction. And Paula Abdul
just took a bad.
Paula Abdul used to call people shining stars.
Oh, come on.
So when the Cubs would hit a home run, I would be screaming at the top of my lungs, "You are a shining star."
Let's not...
And the people around me really liked it.
No, they didn't.
But I'm looking for something. I'm looking for something new. Another Saraceno story. When I was younger, I spilled some Coke on the driveway, and instead of helping me pick it up, he just said, "You know where the hose is."
How do you pick
so
up
when people,
Coke?
You know, you wipe it up. You know, you wipe it up.
It's a
so
driveway.
He wouldn't help me clean it up.
Why
so
are you cleaning
up the driveway? He said,
"You
know where
the
hose
driveway?
Is because it's Coke. It's, you're going to get bees."
It's a driveway.
So then for a while, my home run call was, "You know where the hose is."
That doesn't even make sense.
I like it.
I kind
of
like
it.
You like that one.
I do.
You
like
have
that.
Like a couple like.
You know where the hose is.
Right.
Dude, broadcasting idols, you could go like baseball. Be a big like care fan or.
Well, I despise Joe Buck.
Why?
So does my mom.
Oh, good. Thanks, Mrs. Falk. I can't stand him. He
really?
Thinks he's good at everything.
Well, it's because he's not.
Tom Brenneman, I don't have a problem with.
I like Len Casper. A lot of people don't like him.
He's great.
But I like him.
Well, I didn't like when Len and Bob worked together because. Within three innings, they were talking about weird indie rock bands.
Yes,
that's
very true.
That's how this goes, though.
That's true. That's true. We don't talk about indie rock.
I really like Steve Stone.
I like Steve Stone a lot. Boy, is he a know-it-all.
Yeah, but I kind of like that.
I met him once, and he wrote a book called Where's Harry? Because that was the question he was always asked.
Up in heaven.
Yes. It was after Harry Carey died. And whenever Steve and Harry would be in town together, people would ask him, where's Harry? So he wrote a book. And when I met Steve Stone, I said, well, I really liked Where's Harry. You know what he said? He said, oh, you're the one. That's that was a joke. That was a good joke from Steve Stone.
We do it all the time. We've done it like 4 times in this episode.
Good joke from Steve Stone.
Can you give us a practice one? Give us a call. Just one home run call. Give us one. Maybe 2, 3. What are you trying
to do? This is a trial run.
All right. Let's see. How about
we can have people email or tweet.
He's going back.
Do you want me to?
He's back. He's at the wall. He's at track. He's at the wall. That one's gone. Now give me my money.
I don't like that one.
It's Saturday Night Live. There was a character who used to yell, give me my money.
All right. So let's try something else. That one's not going to work.
How about, you know what I'm going to do for strikeouts? No. Oh, that one's on the corner. He was looking. No dice. And no dice.
So that's a backwards K.
That's a backwards K. Strikeouts. Yeah, not a swinging strike. I'm going to be announcing with Sidney Stancic and Maggie Harrington.
Okay.
And I think that they'll have a lot of things to say, too.
You still haven't given a sound. Yeah. He's out at third by an eyelash.
By an eyelash, yeah.
So you got nothing else.
No, not I'm thinking of A League of Their Own. Thinking there were no home run calls in A League of Their Own.
All I remember is there's no crying in baseball.
No, there's a lot more than that.
Stillwell Angel.
Uncle Elmore Socks. He yells Uncle Elmore Socks when there was a line drive right up the middle.
I think you need to go channel your inner Bob Uecker. I mean, he's a legend, too.
He was on Mr. Belvedere.
He was.
Do you guys know Mr. Belvedere? The TV show Mr. Belvedere?
No, they are way too young.
Yeah.
I think you need to sit down for a week and watch every baseball movie.
Yes.
Channel it.
True.
I like
Favorite
Major League.
Baseball movie.
Major League.
Yeah.
Major so League. Good.
Yeah.
Major
like
League.
What about 2? Did you like the...
I didn't mind 2.
I did not like
2.
You know what's just guilty pleasure for me? Baseball movie? Mr. 3000.
Okay.
With Bernie Mac.
That's,
it's terrible,
yeah, it's
but I like
it's
it.
It's terribly good.
And I like Rookie of the Year. Another
so good.
I like Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, but you like
Sandlot. There are so many good ones.
Moneyball recently came out.
Moneyball
good.
Is good. The book's even better.
Jersey Bull Durham.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Classic. It's a good one.
I really like A League of Their Own, though, too. I think it's very underrated as far as a baseball movie goes.
42.
I think it's a great movie.
42
is a good
one. 61 wasn't bad.
I gotta be honest, I don't like Harrison Ford as Branch Rickey.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not buying it.
You don't think he does a good job?
No. I just don't buy it.
I don't love
like
love
Brad
Harrison
Pitt,
Ford.
Billy Bean.
I don't buy that one either.
Mm, that's a little that's a stretch.
Right, I agree. Kid All right, baseball movies.
Yeah,
well,
baseball movies are great.
True.
I don't think you can never
Field of Dreams.
Many. How about
Field of Dreams? How do you forget that one?
There's so many good ones.
The Natural.
The Natural.
Wow.
What about Little Big League?
I don't know. How about Angels in the Outfield?
That was my childhood.
That right there.
I think we need to have them on again.
Angels
just
in the Outfield.
Talk baseball movies.
All right, you guys want to come back talk baseball movies?
Sure.
Great. Well, maybe we'll bring Coach Milano in too.
Nice.
I can't see him going for that, but we'll try. We'll try.
Yeah.
All right. Well, now we're going to take you to the finals of the Activities Moderator International Pro-Am Tournament of Champions featuring Ms. Polyaka and Mrs. Hawkins.
It's a real humdinger.
And this one was something. You're going to want to listen to this. Thank you, gentlemen.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
This is the moment that both of you have been waiting for.
No,
the finals.
All three of you have been waiting for. There's three.
The finals of the Activities Moderator Pro-Am International Tournament of Champions. We've got the Junior Board Moderator, Ms. Jean Polyaka.
Yay!
And English Department Chair.
And English Department Chair. She's got an asterisk. And
she's juicing.
What's that?
She's juicing.
No, on the website. If you're a department chair, you get an asterisk
nice.
Next to your name. Yeah.
Nice.
Do you? When you sign things, do you put the asterisk next to it?
I do not.
I would totally do that. I'd be completely in. Everything would have an asterisk
that.
Next to it.
That's weird.
And, of course, our activities moderator, Mrs. Therese Hawkins.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Now, you also have an asterisk because you're in charge of activities.
I'm a director.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
ooh,
oh well.
Me.
Well. Oh, boy. Wow.
She's not a chair. She's a director.
My mistake indeed.
Yes,
I beg
is.
Your pardon. Now, I know there's been a lot of trash talking going on. There's been a lot of excitement about this. It's going to be great.
This is going to be great.
I'm nervous.
Well, I have our words here.
Okay.
Is there a theme?
There is a theme this week.
Of course, I love themes.
Because this is the championship round, all of these words have to do with things being done.
What?
Being over, being finished.
All being finished. Okay.
The end of
complete.
Something. Complete, if
okay.
you will.
That's a weird thing.
Well, no, this is it. This is final. This is the final.
Do you know what song you should play after this?
What's
the graduation
it?
Song. You remember that?
Vitamin C?
Yeah.
So Ms. Connell likes to play the Vitamin C song
at
senior night for the girls.
Really?
She does. Yep.
That's hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
You should play that then.
I don't think I have it, unfortunately.
Well, we'll get it.
I'm not paying 99 cents for that song.
Ow.
It's not that good.
Just steal it off of YouTube.
You know what? She had two songs. She had the graduation song, and then she had the Put a Smile on Your Face song.
Okay, I remember.
Vitamin C.
Yeah.
You know.
They had two hits?
It was just one lady, but she had two hits.
Why is she called Vitamin C then?
Because she loves oranges.
Okay.
All right, so.
Moving on.
Here are our words. Number one. End.
What?
End. What is the first word that comes to mind
These
when you hear the word?
These words are going to be terrible.
End.
Oh, this is
I know what comes to my mind.
Good one. I don't think anybody's going to guess.
Mrs. Hawkins is locked in.
Answers today.
Ms. Paliaka is locked in, and Mr. Drynan is locked in.
I hope you have bonus words, because I think we're
going to
over four.
I've got two bonus words. Well, I don't know. Ms. Paliaka does hold the record.
I don't know. I think it's going to be interesting.
This is an interesting matchup, because we're in Mrs. Hawkins' office, so she has home field advantage.
Yes.
However, Ms. Paliaka is the record holder.
Correct.
So this is really an even matchup. Vegas is just throwing their hands in the air. They have no idea.
It's set at like a half a point.
Maybe.
Half a point.
Maybe.
Okay.
All right, Mrs. Hawkins, end.
Finished.
Finished.
I like it.
Okay, Ms. Paliaka.
Game.
Game,
end
game.
See, I was way off. Endless love. Endless love.
Endless was not the word. This is the problem.
I told you, we're going 0-4.
Oh,
endless was not the word.
You
okay.
give me a bad theme, and I don't know what to do.
You know, I'll be honest with you, you know what came to my mind? Rear.
Well, that's funny, because
rear
no
end.
One cares what came
rear
to
rear end.
Your mind.
Wow. Okay.
I just gave you another song you could play.
Rear end.
Endless love.
Oh, yeah.
What,
okay.
what song is rear end?
I don't. That's why I was so
oh
confused.
All right.
Number two. Finale.
What?
Finale. There's a very, I think, Mrs. Hawkins had no trouble. To me, there's one that is no doubt. And there are people at home yelling at their device right now.
No one is. There's three people listening, and all of them want to know why you picked that word.
Ms. Paliaka is still having trouble.
It's because it's terrible.
I thought this one was a little easier than the
last I thought this one was. I thought this was an easy one.
I think I'm going to get in trouble for my answer again.
Well, that happens.
Oh, boy.
Well, now that's going to change. That's going to change Ms. Paliaka's thought process.
Well, the listeners at home will know why once I say my word, if you're a regular listener.
Okay.
Is there a 30-second time limit? Like,
yeah, it expired about 45 seconds ago.
There's a time limit. First word that comes
Maybe
to your
Maybe say
head.
The word
First,
again. Say the word
finale.
Again.
Finale.
Finale. Finale.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Mrs. Hawkins.
I have grand.
Ooh,
grand
finale.
That is
finale.
A good one.
Okay. I like that. Ms. Paliaka?
The
finale.
See, I'm going to get in trouble. I had end. The end. The finale. End.
But okay.
I told you, it's the theme. I,
what if
said,
no one wins?
This is what
I think
said.
Nobody's winning right now. I don't think anybody's winning at this point.
You picked a terrible theme.
Number three.
Okay.
What about season finale? Nobody thought season finale?
No.
I just thought.
What about series finale?
Fine.
That would have been a good one, too.
Or the.
Or the finale.
Number three. Oh!
It just got real. It just got real in here. Good thing this is an audio podcast.
This is only an audio podcast. Although we do speak sign language. Number three. Over.
Ooh,
over.
Man, we're going to go.
This could go. This could go any way.
This is going to go 0-4.
That's because you're not trying. Endless love
trying.
Was a joke.
It's so good.
Did you guys are in? Mr. Drynan, do you have one?
Of course I have one.
All right. Mrs. Hawkins.
Under.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Uh-huh. I think that's the right answer.
Really?
Ms. Paliaka.
Easy.
Easy, like eggs.
What was the... It was over, right?
Uh-huh.
I said overtime. Overtime. Oh, March Madness.
Overtime. Okay. Okay, all right. All right. So these, all three of those were valid answers.
Okay. Over, easy. I like that. Are you saying the wasn't a valid answer?
I did not say anything.
It was valid, but
bad, certainly.
Number four.
Can we get a good word?
Done. Done. This one, come on, guys. Done.
Where are we going? Oh, man. Tell me the bonus words are not in the same theme.
No, they are.
Oh.
Come on.
We could be here a while. Mrs. Hawkins has an answer. Ms. Pyok has an answer. Mr. Ryan has
this
an answer.
This is the most anticlimactic championship ever.
No, it could be great. What if somebody wins on this one? They're 0 for 3.
Right.
What if somebody gets this one right? They would win in the last round.
Okay.
Like Mrs. Hawkins did to defeat Sister Mary Jo on the last
comeback.
Episode.
That was amazing.
Done. Mrs. Hawkins.
Over.
Overdone.
Oh,
interesting.
Deal.
Ms. Pyokka. Done deal.
I went well done.
That's what well done. I would have said well done. Yeah, absolutely.
Wow,
okay. All right, so now for the first time in our history, maybe my fault, we are going to...
maybe your fault.
We are going to tiebreakers.
Okay.
Goodness.
Number one.
Are we doing two?
No. This is sudden death now. We've never gotten to this point. I should explain the rules at this point.
Turn your radios down.
Because we've never gotten this far. Sudden death rules. Well, if you both answer, we'll keep going. If one of you doesn't, the game is over. And if neither of you do, which is likely, we'll just keep going.
All right, okay.
These words are so bad.
Here we go. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Oh, man. I think we're going 0 for 5 again. She's putting a lot of thought into this.
Listen, we're in overtime.
And there's a lot of writing.
I hope it doesn't come up with the again.
I don't know words that long, Miss Pelieka. Got to keep them short.
There's too many letters.
Too many letters. I teach math, remember?
Okay.
30-second time limit.
Okay.
All right, she's got it. Mrs. Hawkins.
Farewell.
Farewell. Miss Pyokka.
Friend. Goodbye, friend.
Oh, goodbye, friend. Mr. Dryden.
I said hello, like hello, goodbye, Beatles.
Come on!
Beatles! It's another song you can
play.
Oh, boy.
Can we just get a new topic? Can you just...
Yeah, all right, let's go to a new topic. We're going to go with St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, there you go. Are you serious? You couldn't have done that from the get-go?
And we'll go with... Leprechaun.
Now you're going to have to come up with another word, because everybody's going to get this one.
I don't know about that.
Seriously, you left St. Patty's Day out?
Yeah, Mrs. Durante reminded me
that
just
was,
as I was
yeah,
walking
that,
in
that,
that St. Patrick's Day should
suggestion.
Have been the theme. Yeah.
That would have been way better.
Leprechaun?
Maybe we're
Leprechaun.
Re-recording. Are we going to...
No, absolutely
this
not.
This could be an outtake.
This no, this is great. This
outtake.
Is going to be great.
The best of. We'll feature it on our best of episode.
Well, I don't know if we'll ever have one of those. Okay, Mrs. Hawkins, Leprechaun.
This is a bad one. I said Lucky Charms.
Oh, I love
Lucky
Charms,
like the cereal. Okay.
I love them.
Mrs.
Those
Hawkins. Miss Pyokka.
I said Pot of Gold.
Boom! Pot of Gold!
Oh, yes! Right on! Oh, boy!
Wow!
It's Luck of the Irish.
Wow.
That's the Luck of the Irish.
Wow, that was painful.
We changed themes. Thank goodness we changed themes.
Wow, had we changed themes about
nine minutes
and 55 seconds ago.
If you would have stayed with that original one, I would have eventually won that. So I protest at this moment.
Wow.
This is great. This is great. We got to protest.
What was the last word? Can we be obnoxious?
Yeah.
Sure,
all right,
just for the heck of it.
I am going to be bitter if I win.
We're still recording.
Let's just see.
Still recording. So
all right, here we go.
If we
had continued with the theme.
Yes.
The second tiebreaker word
okay,
would have been finish.
What?
Oh, God. Yeah, she would have won. I have a feeling.
Would have been finish.
I want this to be a decisive victory. So.
Did you got it? You have
I
an
got
answer?
It? Oh, yes.
Mr. Dryden has
I've
an answer.
I've got one.
I've got it.
Oh, man.
I think I've got it, too. I'm okay. In his brand.
All right, we'll go in the opposite direction this time. Ms. Pyokka, what did you go with?
Line. As did I.
So did I. So it wouldn't have mattered. It would have been a tie, and you would have.
And we would have had to have used. We would have had to change the theme because
so
I was out of words.
It's okay.
So it is okay.
Words.
Sorry.
Wow.
I was out of words.
Wow. Okay. I think a friendship just got destroyed.
Okay. No. If I had to lose to anyone, I would want to lose to Gene.
Well, and it happened.
Yeah.
And
it happened. Yeah.
Well, congratulations on your victory.
What's the prize?
This is great. A box of Girl Scout cookies.
Really? Oh, yeah. Bravo.
Great, isn't it?
Bravo.
Now, I should say this.
You don't get to choose, though.
Well, that, and it might already be happy. So, but
I knew you were going to say that.
I thought you had like 3 cases at home.
Had is a that's,
wow.
a, that's, a,
that's the operative
I mean,
word.
That's, wow. a, that's, a, that's past tense.
Thin mints?
Let me tell you what happens. The Thin Mints, they get a hold of me.
Do you put them in the freezer?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, yeah.
We do too.
And like two is like an appetizer. You need like half a sleeve.
I just grab as many as I can and say, all right, here we go.
Okay.
Do you drink it with, how about with milk?
No, when they're in the freezer, I just go Thin Mint.
No milk or
that's
anything?
That's it, no.
Wow, okay.
I like milk with the peanut butter sandwich ones, the Do-si-dos.
Mm. I'm a Tagalong guy.
Tagalongs are also good, but I don't like milk with
we
those.
We freeze those too.
You know,
that would be,
we freeze
be like a frozen Reese's.
The caramel coconut delights, I believe, is what
they're
called.
Oh, I love
now.
Those.
We freeze
those
too.
Good. Those
I
are good.
I can't tell you how much I love the caramel coconut delights.
Well, can you make sure you don't love them so much that I don't get any?
Well, if we go back in time, maybe.
Okay.
So that's been the conclusion of this episode, which has been it's been a doozy.
Sure. It really is. I think it might be our best episode.
This could be it.
Yeah.
Can I
say goodbye, friends?
Because goodbye, friend. Yeah.
That was my clue.
Actually, goodbye, you know what? Friend. Since you want, would you like to turn it over to Mrs. Tracy?
Okay, take it away, Mrs. Tracy.
This concludes today's podcast. Seniors are dismissed. All others, please wait for the bell.